नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम सदायते I went to Mayapur. And first of all, we went to Nandan Acharya Bhavan. Nityananda Prabhu came from Vrindavan. He was asking Kanai, you know Kanai? Kanai, where is my Kanai? He used to ask with the deer, he used to ask from trees, he used to ask from the Yamuna and the cowherd boys, he used to take the neck of cows, embracing them and meeting Nityananda Prabhu as a mad person. He used to call, "Oh, where is my Kanai? Where is my Kanai? I cannot live without Kanai." He was always in the mood of Baldev Prabhu. But was the age at that time 5 years? When he was grazing cow, only 5 years. And after that, he came in 8 years age, then he used to graze cow. So he waiting and calling and searching. Where is my Kanai? He was not in a mood that I am Baldev Prabhu, always crying bitterly. At last he went in a temple of Vrindavan. And he was crying so much that a voice from Akashvani, the sky,
a sound
came. "O Nityananda Prabhu, that period has gone. Krishna is not there in Vrindavan, anywhere. Now Krishna, having the mood of Srimati Radhika and the beauty of Radhika, he has appeared in Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. And he is now going to preach Krishna name and prem, love and affection to all those who will come in his sight. So if you want to see Kanai, you can go to Navadvip. But you will see that he is not in that form, having cloth and
peacock feather.
Not a cowherd boy, not as a black, and not so bhukta. Now she is very great. As a Brahmin boy, secretary, very learned, and in golden collar he is there. His beauty of hair touch that anyone can see, he will love that one. So you can go to Navadvip and you can meet him." He became so happy, and from there, on foot, by the side of Yamuna, he came to Prayag, and from Prayag, he came on the side of Ganges, and he reached to Navadvip Dham. When we entered first in Navadvip Dham, after crossing river Ganges, We went to Nandan Acharya Bhavan. At that time it was like a forest. So many deer were there. You know, the in villages, the rooms not like a cemented and so not good, but very neat and clean.
Mud walls.
Made and clay covered with cow dung, coat, very pure and fire. He went to stay in a room, in a house of Nandan Acharya. He was charmed by the beauty of Navadvip Dham, seeing of Nityananda Prabhu, here all the birds became so happy, especially Paku birds, and began to sing so sweet. Basant Ritu was there to make swagat of welcoming Nityananda Prabhu. He thought that if my Kanai is here, he knows past, future and present. So he must know, he will know me that I am here. I will trust if Gaurichandra is coming and touching me and here. If he will meet me today, then I will think that, oh, Kanai is there. And if he is not coming directly to me, not touching me, then I will think that my Kanai is not here. He will be anyone else. So he hides himself and went straight in the house of Nandan Acharya. In morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srinivas Acharya and all his companions that I think that I have seen a dream that any Mahapurus, very high class of Mahapurus has come here. He Uttam Mahabhagavatam. So I want that he should go and search him where he is and bring to me him. Srivas Acharya, with so many devotees, he went to search, but it was very hard task, because at that time Navadvip was not like this little Navadvip. It was divided into so many sectors. About 22 sectors were there, very big, big sectors.
Navadvip only.
Only Navadvip. So it was very big task to search him. From morning to evening they search everywhere, here and there, in all temples, in all homes, everywhere, in the bank of Ganges River. But they could not search him. At last they returned to Chaitanya Mahapurush and told that we have not seen any Mahapurush that you have given idea. Chaitanya Mahapurush told him then that if you see anyone big, big hands coming to this knee, Ajanulambita Bhuja, and golden collar, very tall and very sound held, always tears in his eyes, always calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes naked, like Avadhu. They searched, but they could not find. At last, they returned to Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, told that we have not found any person like this, you told. No Mahabharata. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, I should go. Then he took his companions, and he at once directly came to Nandan Acharya. No, here they are not searching.
शाम का समय
था। हाँ, शाम। And in the evening the mate, he saw that a Mahapurusha's golden collar weeping, sometimes Astasaktik Bhav, Astasaktik, you know, Hasarumancha Kampa Asu Pulat Vaivarna, all this. Nowadays we cannot see a person like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once saw and he stood up there like a statue. Nityananda Prabhu also saw. Two eyes became
four.
Four.
Four
became. And four became one.
The two become one.
Two become one.
Heart two and eyes four. So heart two become one.
Both were standing for a moment. No talking, nothing, quite silent. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after Nityananda Prabhu, ran after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and both together embraced each other. And after Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram, they became senseless. Fell flat on the earth, began to roll down and Hare Krishna, 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 both. Earth was damped by the ears of. After that, sometimes, all the devotees used to get fanning them, and they brought
Ganges
water, they washed their mouth, and they thus, they were pacified after that city. You are canary? No, I am not canary. I am Sachinanda. He told that, oh, you are Nityananda? Again, they began to walk. In the meantime, they were in more. Anyone told Varaha Pidan Natavarabhapu Karnayo Karnika Vibratabhasa Kanaka Kapitam Vajayanti Chamalam Arandhanavain Vratar Sudaya Purayan Go Bhavandai Vindaranam Tavadarapanam Pravisatavi. Hearing this, both again began to cry Krishna Krishna and they began to find. After some time, when they were in senses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, keeping his hand on the shoulder of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu keeping his hand on the shoulder of
Mahaprabhu,
they both came to Sachinandan house, Sachi Devi. Sachinandan saw, Mother Sachi, he saw Nityananda Prabhu. And he took him like his son. And he gave heartily blessings to them both. And he told that I had only one son. I had two sons. But one, my elder son, had taken sannyasa and he is done away. But now I am seeing that my son has returned. And he took Nityananda Prabhu and in his lap, Nityananda Prabhu then took the breast of Satimaya, Satima, and began to talk milk. Milk coming. After that, Nityananda Prabhu went to Srivas Pandit's home, and there Malini Devi was there, the wife of Srivas Pandit. And he took him like his son, adopted son. And with Nityananda Prabhu, with Malini, he used to be naked at some time. And like a child, like a boy. Once Nityananda Prabhu, he took his dhoti, here, like turban. And became quite naked. Oh, can I where you are? Running to Satyamaya's home, he entered. And there, Vishnupriya was there, Satyamaya was there all. No shame, nothing. Where is Kanai? Then Mahaprabhu took his
chadar,
and he wrapped Nityananda Prabhu here. Oh, you, how you are mad? You have no sense. Then he told that I don't know what is sense. What is in it? Who? I don't know that there is any bird like shame or anything. So we went there, and after that we went to Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. There, what I told, he is telling. Because I cannot speak so much.
It was pure, but not
after Kali Yuga coming, it is become. Daiva Varnashram, in which Vaishnava Dharma is there. He saw that now the Varnashram Dharma has been mixture of all. No Shuddha Bhakti is there. So he wanted to correct it and to preach this. Anyone in any caste, out of caste, if he is doing bhajan of Krishna, he has bhakti, then he is Brahman. Otherwise not. And he, a pure devotee, is pure Brahman. First Brahman, the quality of Brahman good is there. And after that, Vaishnava. Anyone who wants to be a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, he should be Brahmin. Those who are doing bhajan of Krishna, they may be of any caste or any out of caste, no harm. If they are doing bhajan, then they are really Brahmin and they are Vaishnava. If anyone is in low caste, but chanting Harinam Krishna and chanting the mantra, they are more pure than any Brahmin who has read all Vedas, Upanishads, and doing Sandhya Arti and everything, following Ved Dharma, but not doing bhajan of Krishna, he is a wretched person. He should not be given honor. He is not Brahman. Who is Brahman? Who knows Brahma? Who knows Brahma? Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma is man Ved. What is the aim and object of the Ved? To know Krishna. If a man thoroughly reads and follows Ved, then he is pure Vaishnava and he will surely do bhajan of Krishna. Vedaishya sarvam aham eva vedyah. So those who are not serving Krishna, they are Brahmin, but actually they are not Brahmin. Those who are not actually come in the dynasty of any Brahmin, like Sudra, like Vidur, like Narad, like Vyasdev, they kept outwardly in Shudra Shreni. But if you think that they are Shudra, then you will go to hell. Atma is not Shudra, not Brahmin, not anything. We only know one dharma. What that? To serve Radhani Krishna. So he is Brahmin and all other dharmas.
Right? And one ashram dharma is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya.
No? But they follow their living. By serving others, they are like Shudra. Like Shudra. Those who are fighting here and there, they are like Kshatriya. Like Arjuna. He was Kshatriya, but yet he was Brahmin, more than Brahmin. Arjuna. but outwardly he is called Kshatriya. Uddhava, he was Jadav, Kshatriya, but actually he is more than Brahmin. So in this way, it depends on the life earning.
Livelihood of them.
And but actually they are all Brahmin.
So they can perform the Brahmin activity.
Yes. But the thing that these things are very bad things, yajna and all other things, I should always chant the name of Krishna, always doing bhajan, always hearing Harikatha, said they don't do all these bogus things. But they can do yajna and everything. So Prabhupada wanted to again preach these things. So all became enemy of Srila Prabhupada. So they wanted to kill Prabhupada.
Then there was in Parikrama during
Navadvipa.
Mayapurtu?
Mayapurtu is Navadvipa town.
Navadvipa town.
At Prouadhasala. Prouadhamayatala. Warm water, soda bottle and so many things.
So at that time,
about
2022.
Very kishore, very beautiful, golden color, so soft, so sweet, so grave, very big personality. In fine cloth, like a babu.
Right?
Gentlemen.
He came at once there. All began to run here and there, keeping their legs on their feet. Legs on their head. And they began to fly here, there, running here and there. They were not thinking that where is Prabhupada. All miss. But only one, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, was searching where is Prabhupada, and he took his embrace like this, became an umbrella to him, and he took him to a house, devotee's house there, nearby, and he kept there. He told that, Prabhu, you should wear my cloth. Then Prabhupada told that he took and he all took the all the dress, white dress, and Prabhupada gave him his all sannyas dresses and also danda to him. Before this, Prabhupada wanted to give sannyas to Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, but the management and managers of Prabhupada and secretary, they told that if you are giving sannyas, then who will manage all these things? So you should not give. Prabhupada, 3 times, he wanted to give him sannyas again and again. But he could not give sannyas. But now Prabhupada himself, not any other danda, no another cloth, what he wears, the same danda he gave to our Gurudev, and same cloth he gave to Vinodhya. Now you can imagine, who is the sannyas guru of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami? Who is? Can you imagine? Who is the sannyas guru of Siddha Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj? Who?
Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta.
No? Not imagine. Not understand.
Shiksha. And also sannyas guru. After that, practically from outside, he went to Katwa and took sannyas from Param Pujyapad Srila Sridhar Swami. He has so much respect for him, and also Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj has so much honor and respect for our Guruji. Guruji Maharaj has come first from Sridhar Maharaj to Prabhupada, and he has served so much. So all, not only Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, but all the Vaishnavas and disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they also used to honor our Gurudev. Gurudev is like a lion. Anyone cannot challenge him anything. And he knew so many new arguments. No need of giving scriptures.
Evidence.
Nothing. Only very
strong
arguments. If anyone used to come, by seeing his personality, he became defeated. He was so big person. And then, come, should touch my body. And, but, so many brahmachari, he has started Brihad Mridanga. What is Brihad Mridanga? This Mridanga has sound, but little sound. And Brihad means when he prays and publication is Brihad Mridanga. He can go any corner of world, everywhere in world, out of world it can go. So by this, he published Veda, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all Goswami, so many things here. And he started so many magazines, monthly periodicals,
weekly,
daily newspaper, in English, in Hindi, in Bangla, in Gujarati,
Uriya,
Assami, so many. And he sent his disciples all over India. And after that he sent Pujabhadban Maharaj to England, and after that, Goswami Maharaj, Pujabhad Tirtha Maharaj, Tirtha means old Tirtha Maharaj, and after that, he ordered Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that you should go and preach everywhere in English. Then Swamiji took sannyas from our Guruji in Mathura, and then he went to America, where first?
Boston.
And from there,
New York,
22nd
Avenue,
where I went to pay regard to him. I have gone with so many devotees there. Actually, he did marvelous. And in very few time, in whole world, he preached the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Goswamis. And he started so many missions, so many temples erected, and he met so many disciples all over the world. And after that, my Guruji sent me myself also, giving me in the hands of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I'm sending also for your help. He has given seeds of bhakti everywhere. Some seeds became
sprouts,
some became some little, two leaves, some branches, but no water. They began to dry. Then he sent me, and Swamiji called me, come on.
Water them.
I'm giving water to you, and you should waterize all everywhere and help them all. So I could not neglect their orders. I also went there and took the lot of dust feet of Swamiji like a very pure tirtha. And after that I began to also preach, and Swamiji helped me. He came in my heart. And also he came in my tongues, Gurudev also, and he thus made me so strong, and I began to preach. He sent me so many beautiful and very strong devotees to me. Oh, go and help Swamiji himself. He said, Balki,
Shyamrani,
Brajanath, Nardmuni,
Nanda Kishore
Prabhu, Gopavinda Prabhu, wife of
Mula Prakriti,
and
Bhakta,
Govinda Bhakta, and he's also assistant,
Raghunath
Bhakta. Govinda Bhakta was sent by them as a spy to see what he is doing. He heard, he came to me to know what he is, to guard me and to see and look after me,
check me
as a spy. But one day he heard my lectures and became mine.
Became Guru Bhai.
And became
Guru Bhai.
Guru Bhai. Also so many, they sent so many like this to watch over me, but all became mine. Thus Swamiji preached, so through me he preached. Our Guru Maharaj gave so much strength to Swamiji and also to, thus this preaching was so successful. After that, they called me to come to Malaysia, Australia, Indonesia,
Singapore.
Bali, Singapore and all. And again they are dragging me there again in Holland and America. So this is all the root is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They are the first person in this age like Bhagirath, who brought from Himalayas the Ganges. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Bhakti Bhagirath and he is Saptam Goswami. He gave this world two things. One, he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And secondly, he gave Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Siddhanta he gave. What is Bhakti Siddhanta? Embodiment of Bhakti Siddhanta. So, we went there and paid our respect there. We are so much fortunate to go there. Guru Maharaj used to go there and telling only Prabhupada, Prabhupada, and began to
weep, teacher.
Then he, by his, oh, you should tell.
By hints.
By hints. He could not speak. So we are doing namaskar. We are doing pranam again and again to this place. This samadhi of Srila Prabhupada. This samadhi was done by our Gurudev. At first, some devotees, they wanted to make a funeral ceremony there in Calcutta, on Ganges.
But
our Guru Maharaj became so angry, and he told that if anyone try, I will
break their legs.
Legs and everything. Then all become silent, and they accepted the idea of Gurudev. And his aprakrit body was bring back to Navadvipa in Mayapur. And he, Guru Maharaj dig that samadhi and with his own hand he gave samadhi. I gave the samadhi of
Bhaktivedanta
Swami. There are so many disciples of Swamiji. There were so many all others. But I don't know why he accepted me to give this. So I get samadhi. So we are also, we know that Prabhupada never dies. He is always present. So he is there. Samadhi means samadhi. Samadhi in the same level. If a disciple becomes in the same level of Gurudev, then he can serve his Gurudev, otherwise not. If you want to serve Gurudev, then you will have to put your disciple. Any Guru does not make any disciple, but he makes part Guru. I also told that he, Prabhupada, came and he told about aprakrita, not prakrita, pratyaksha,
Parokha,
Aparoksha,
Adhokshaja,
Manli Aprakrit, the Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Leela of Radha and Krishna Kanjugal of Braja.
You told about Daiti Das, apne
wo Sivasa Bhanavi
Das. I told that his name, what was his name?
Sivasa
Bhanavi
Devi Daita.
Devi Daita. Daita means Palyadashi.
Med servant.
Very
loving.
Loving.
Affectionate, intimate.
In that. Gaur Premanande.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Fasting. Anyone? Oh, you are not fasting.
I have taken something in the morning.
Also taking my name one time. Even if time. And dive and then come here doing some dhyani and take mark. And then you may go to your destination. Keeping your hearts with me.
Maharaj, yeah. Maharaj, what is our destination? You tell us.
Very good. Gaut Praman.
আসলেন তখন তাহার একটি গ্রামেতে গেলেন, রাত্রি কালেতে পৌঁছলেন আর ওখানে কিছু লিখতে ছিলেন, লিখতে লিখতে তাহার ঘুম লেগে গেল। দেখছেন যে একটা দিব্য জ্যোতি বেরোচ্ছে আর একটা এমন সুন্দর দেবী মূর্তি ওখানে প্রকটিত হল। বলছে যে দেখ ভালো দেখ, আমাকে বাহার ব্রজ থেকে বাহার করবেন। দুটি যে লীলা, ব্রজের লীলা আর মথুরা আর দ্বারকার এক লীলা, আর ব্রজের লীলা দুটাকে একসঙ্গে করিস না, পৃথক পৃথক কর, এক জায়গায় করবেন। তুমি দেখলেন তো, তাহলে আমি একটা করে তো ভুল করেছি, দ্বারকার লীলা মাধুর্য আর মথুরা দ্বারকার লীলা মাধুর্যের মধ্যে তো বেশ তফাৎ আছে। কৃষ্ণ বৃন্দাবনে তো মা মোহন মুরলী ইত্যাদি ধারণ করে আর ওখানে তো না, তো দুটা লীলা মধ্যে তফাৎ। ওইখানেতে বসুদেবের পুত্র দেবকীর পুত্র আর বৃন্দাবনেতে কৃষ্ণ নন্দ আর যশোদার পুত্র, তাহলে তো আমাকে পৃথক পৃথক করতে হবে। One Krishna here and there. And his dream was gone. Then he thought, oh, this Saptabhama is here. And he is. Saptabhama ma ke aadesh diye chhe. Takhan Puri gelen. Aar Puri te Mahaprabhu prasanga krame bolchen, dekho, Krishna ke Vrindavan se ke bahar korbe na. Brajananandan ke. তাহলে সত্যভামা যা বলছে তাই বলছেন মহাপ্রভু, যে কৃষ্ণকে বাহার নন, কৃষ্ণের যে বৃন্দাবনে কৃষ্ণ তিনি মথুরা কৃষ্ণ নন, তার মধ্যে বৈশিষ্ট্য আছে। যেরকম ভাবে মায়ের ছেলে আর ওই ছেলে বিবাহ হয়ে গেলে ওই স্ত্রীর প্রতি দুটা এক হবে কি? মায়ের কাছে থাকে ছেলে তাহার তার মুড অন্যরকম আর স্ত্রীর সঙ্গে থাকে তখন তার মুড কিরকম অন্যরকম হয়ে যায়। আর ছেলে মেয়ের কাছে ওই বাপ অন্যরকমে বাপ নিজে হয়ে যায়, একই ব্যক্তি। আর ওইটা যদি কোর্টে যে জাজ হয় তাহলে তার মুড কি হবে? তখন জাজ, তখন মাতা পিতা ভাই বন্ধু সব সম্বন্ধ ছেড়ে দিয়ে ওই তাকে বিচার করতে, একই ব্যক্তি, ওই রকম একই কৃষ্ণ। একটা নাম রাখলেন বিদগ্ধ মাধব, অন্যের নাম রাখলেন ললিত মাধব। বিদগ্ধ মানে হয় রসি, চতুর রসি, এমন রসি যে তাহার অঙ্গ প্রত্যঙ্গ থেকে রস বেড়ে। নচে গোপীগণের সঙ্গে তিনি এই রাস ইত্যাদি করতে পারেন না, ওইগুলিকে তিনি বর্ণন করলেন এক জায়গায়। विवाह नहीं अथच प्रक्रिया भावते गोपी संगे जब थी एमन भाव प्रेम सब लीला कर जगते ए रकम भाव प्रकट हो ओई छे विदग्ध माधव आर ललित माधव माने होय ललित माधव माधव माने लक्ष्मीपति विदग्ध माधव रसिक माधव मा माने लक्ष्मी एखाने राधिका मा भव माने तहार यतम एखाने ते विदग्ध माधव माने की होलो रसिक चूड़ामणि अथच श्रीमती राधिका कांत राधा उन्हीं माधव ललित माधव मान अत्यंत सुंदर विचित्र सुंदर किंतु तार मध्य आर बांसी नाई रूप सूप सब वही बांसी नाई तार मध्य वही रसिकता नाई
किंतु सुंदर
एखाने मा हलो सत्यभामा रुक्मिणी आ तार पति होच्छेन उनी होच्छेन ललित माधव एई बोले दूटी बई लिखे आ दूटी बई लिखे তার মধ্যে এমন ভাবে সবুলি করলেন যে গোপী রায়ী ওখানে 16108 মহিষী হয়েছে রাধিকা হচ্ছেন সত্যভামা রুক্মিণী হয়েছেন চন্দ্রাউলি হচ্ছেন রুক্মিণী ইত্যাদি এই সব প্রত্যেকটি গোপী ওখানে তাহার রাজ মহিষী হয়েছে আকর্ষণ সঙ্গে ওখানে মিলিত হয়েছে আর পৃথক পৃথক করে দিয়ে পৃথক পৃথক করে সুন্দর করে দেয় না বিরহের একেবারে চরম সীমা আবার মিলনের আনন্দের চরম সীমা একটা বই হলো বিদগ্ধ মাধব মানে বিদগ্ধ মাধবের চরিত্র আর একটা ললিত মাধব দ্বারকার অর্থাৎ রূপ গোস্বামী রিচিং ইন পুরি চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু টোল দ্যাট ডোন্ট take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Then he thought that I have done one book, now you'll have to do two books. In one first book, Vidagdha Madhav, he wrote the pastimes of Krishna, of Radha Kanta, Madan Mohan, Gopinath. In other book, he has told, narrated the pastimes of Dwarka. How all the gopis in the shape of Raj Mahishi were married with Krishna. Chandravali was married to Krishna in the shape of Rukmini. Srimati Radhika in the shape of Satyabhama. He was married to Krishna. Here married, they're not married. Only Parthiva. So, first was told, the book was named Vidagdha Madhava. And second, so these are books. You cannot understand all these things without Guru or without Vaishnava. Ek sanghe to nai to? Krishna Vrindavan thike jokhon chole gelen, tokhon kara? Era na, orai chole gelo okhane Raj Mahishi hoye. কোনো না কোনো ঘটনাক্রমেতে আর বৃন্দাবন থাকলো না বৃন্দাবনের লোক দেখলো না আর ওখানে যেয়ে কৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে আবার বিবাহ ছিল